Today's episode of the Funkhauser Situation is brought to you by Jake's Cigar Bar. Christopher, you know as I do.
Yes.
That happiness is the relationship between a well-blended cigar and a glass of Kentucky bourbon. And let me tell you, these past few weeks, I've had more than plenty. Oh, for nearly a decade, Jake's Cigar Bar in Brandon Crossing has welcomed folks from across Kentucky to find the perfect match of bourbon and cigars in a beautiful facility. You haven't been there yet,
I know.
You?
I got to get out there.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah.
I invite you all the time.
Yeah, I know, and I can't make it.
Yeah.
But I'll try to.
With over 200 different bourbons, 300 different cigars, Jake's is the only establishment that provides the variety Kentucky deserves. And we do.
Only the best.
Right. So the new location of Jake's, which is now open, it's still in Brennan Crossing. Go over there and see them. It has a rustic look, but it's still a modern feel.
How's that? Explain that.
Well, they use new stuff to make it look old. It's kind of like your dermatologist.
It's a modern look with a rustic feel.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
No, actually, I think it's a rustic look with a modern feel.
Is that not what I said?
You said the opposite of what I said.
Yeah. I do want to see it, though. I hear it's great.
It is great.
Awesome
open air. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the humidor, or as you would say, humidor, is expansive. My goodness. It's great. Like them on Facebook or Instagram to learn more about Jake's Cigar Bar.
I'm going to go there right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 660 of the Funkhauser Situation.
Wow.
Your go-to source for any news you have about pop culture in your life, probably, right?
I would trust us.
Yeah, and that voice you hear is my friend and co-host, Lee Cruz.
Now, like wait a minute. Co-host? I tell you what, I was misinformed.
Some people think that this is an elite interview show that I host,
well,
and I just happen to have you on.
You're welcome. If you're trying to suggest to me that the Herald Leader gets something wrong,
sir,
are a fool.
I was going to say welcome to all of our listeners, and a special welcome to the staff of the Lexington Herald Leader, who I'm sure is waiting with bated breath.
Well, they got to have something to write about.
They're probably doing that giddy thing where they have their hands up to their mouths.
See what he's doing
now.
I
know, right? But unfortunately, they're going to be very disappointed because we're just going to talk about movies and goofy stuff today.
Okay.
Lee, how have you been? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
How about you?
I'm good. I'm glad the rain stopped.
Yeah, well, if it depends on where you are, where you're listening. Here in Kentucky, we've had northwest weather.
Right.
It's like Seattle. We actually, you know, when I used to work in television.
And when was that?
A long time ago.
Oh.
And the weather guys were telling me at that time that we were surpassing Seattle in precipitation.
Yeah, of course they are. That's what they do. They like.
What do you mean that's what they do? That's
they
a
like
fact.
I don't know that that's true, but they like to trump everything up to make it exciting. So now they're saying that we got more rain than Seattle.
Well, how's that not? Well, we were. For like the entire last year, we beat Seattle in rainfall.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. What did I bring it up for?
I don't know. That sounds like a falsehood to me.
Okay.
I mean, we get a lot of rain. We've definitely got a lot of rain lately.
Let me ask you one question. Is the Earth round?
I'm still waiting on the science. That's really... But no, it's good to be back. We're at KS Bar today, and we have a big crowd of people here watching us.
And good-looking people, too.
That's right.
I mean, some of the most handsome folks you've ever seen come out and hang out at this facility.
We're glad you all are here.
Yeah.
No one is listening to us at all.
Yeah, look at this.
Literally, no one knows we're here.
Yeah. My God.
We're like ghosts haunting the KS Bar.
That guy's turning around,
did I hear somebody talking? He didn't even look at us.
Well, we interrupted his drinking session.
Lee, have you been to the movies?
Yeah. Okay, a couple of stories for you. I went and saw My Secret Life of Pets or My Pets.
My Secret Life of
Pets. I don't know
pets.
What it is. My Pets.
My
Secret Life
as a
it's
Pet.
It's an animated film starring Patton Oswalt.
Who is taking over the reins from... His character, he didn't play that character in the first movie.
No, he didn't.
Louis C.K. did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Louis C.K. was that dog?
Yes, he was the
I
lead dog.
That. Is yeah. that right?
I don't know why he wasn't in this one.
Yeah, I don't either.
Something must have happened.
And also, Harrison Ford.
Is that who that was?
That's why I went, really, to be honest with you, just to be nostalgic.
Just to be in the presence of
my hero.
Harrison Ford as a border collie.
Yeah.
Was
he
good?
A German Shepherd, I think.
He doesn't do a lot of cartoon voices.
He didn't do anything.
You're right. How did they get him to do this?
I don't know.
Minimal effort.
Probably set something up at the house in Montana, wherever he is.
He didn't have to take his earring out to do this?
That bothers me.
There's
a lot of stuff
bothers me. Did his character
me.
As a dog have an earring?
When I was a kid, the man could do no wrong. I just wanted to be Harrison Ford. And then he started talking. And then I got irritated. Like, he bad-mouthed Han Solo way too much for me.
What is up with that? That was a weird thing.
He thought
he
was two-dimensional. And you know what? Maybe that's on you, Hoss. You know what?
You are an actor.
Yeah, you're an actor. Okay? But do something with it. Yeah. I mean, you think – I'm not saying Lucas writes a script that anybody really – thinks is Shakespearean, but you could still add something to it. So don't be blaming. That's on you. Because it's the same guy who produced Indiana Jones, and you love this character, which I do too.
But Spielberg had a hand in that, though.
Yeah.
Spielberg magic.
Well, it was, Kasdan that wrote it.
Oh, Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah, Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, but back to My Secret Life of Pets.
You should start saying the title correctly.
What is it? My Pet Secret
Life? The
Secret Life of Pets.
But the way you're saying it doesn't even make sense.
It wasn't that good. But I watched the film, okay? And then I'm leaving. Me and my wife were leaving.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sort of loitering by the doorway. And he's
Are you saying another adult with no children is hanging out?
Yes.
And he's the weird one?
He's with his wife.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So we're both exiting. Well, it was like a week night.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyway, so we're walking out, and he goes, "Hey, Lee." And I go, "Yeah?" He goes, "You think Tomlin would make a good voice on one of these movies?" "Would Tomlin make a good voice in that movie?" What is it? "Would Tomlin make a good voice in that movie?" I said, "No."
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I mean, okay, you sound funny, but you're not funny.
It doesn't matter. The script is the script. You write a good script, that doesn't matter if I'm funny or not.
I mean, you do remind. I guess if you were a dog, you'd be one of those. What do you think, Maria? Would he be something small and a lap setter? Something that, you know, is always one, like a Maltese.
Oh, come on.
You're a Maltese.
I'm not a Maltese. I'm a small Labrador at best.
No.
No, come on.
You don't sound like a Labrador.
I don't sound like a Maltese. That's a French dog.
Is it? I thought it was from the
Malta.
Malta.
They speak French in Malta, right?
Well, that doesn't mean it's French.
Well, I don't know.
It's its own island, right? It's its own separate Malta.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think I'd be excellent as a dog voice.
Yeah, as a Maltese.
No, whatever.
Or a weasel.
You were talking about Harrison Ford, not like his acting.
Yeah.
I have something I wanted to bring up today because, I don't know why it triggered this in me, but it made me think of this because I was thinking about this like a couple days ago and I thought I should ask Lee this. So Big Little Lies is back out. You know this show, this Big Little Lies show?
Is that the one that got Meryl Streep in it?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. All right. Okay. So people kind of liked this show the first time around. It had its fans. Mm-hmm. And then it came back and they've added Meryl Streep to the cast.
Yeah.
And you would think that they've added Jesus himself.
Oh, yeah.
To the cast. Now, let me ask you something. I know Meryl Streep is supposed to be the penultimate, not the penultimate, the ultimate.
Okay.
Not the second to best.
Unless you're Donald Trump.
Unless, yeah.
She's overrated.
Right, yeah. He could do much better. I don't know that I've ever watched Meryl Streep perform anything and gone, "Oh, that's amazing." Have you?
Well, yes.
What?
Just about everything she does.
What? I know.
You know what? I'll give you the best example because she had to play it small, but she did it perfectly.
Are you gonna? If you say Mary Poppins,
no.
I'm knocking
Mary
you out
Poppins.
Of that chair.
No,
she's in the new Mary Poppins.
No, I'm going to tell you a home run for me with Meryl Streep.
Okay.
Defending Your Life.
Oh, you're right. That's
I
a great
told
movie.
You.
Yeah,
and she didn't. She comedically played that perfectly.
Yeah, that's a great.
Oh, because you know
movie.
She had to play this heroine, but still found something charming inside of Albert Brooks, yeah, who was a big loser. And the you know who stole that movie? That was Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
I was thinking about
that
the other
day.
Steals
a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This kid's
great.
That's
a great movie. You know, we have to be in the very much minority of people who have seen that movie.
You got – okay, anybody listening, if you want to have a solid laugh, trust me, Defending Your Life. Yeah. I saw – me and my buddy Neil saw that in the theater. We took dates.
Right.
I don't even remember who the girls were. But I do remember us literally
– It was really – you were just you and Neil, wasn't it?
No, I think they were real. At least I thought they were. But I remember us falling in the floor laughing at the jokes in this thing.
It was really good.
But Rip
Torn, for people who are too young for this movie, Albert Brooks was the voice of Nemo's dad.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that's what this
Well,
what
he's also been a pretty good guy that or a pretty good actor at playing the bad guy lately.
Yeah.
He was a bad guy in Drive.
Drive and oh, I saw another movie he was in with Oscar Isaac, Violent Year.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like his lawyer confidant in that movie?
Yeah,
a Most Violent Year, is that what it's called? That's
something
a great movie.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac plays the voice in some other animated film
The Addams Family.
Oh, that's what it is. He plays Gomez.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, I'll see that.
It's
I'm being that guy that hates you. We're going to go see it.
You and Neil? You and Neil going to go roll around
Neil,
on the floor?
Not Neil, the guy that identifies your voice.
But I don't know. I mean, Meryl Streep, I guess she's good. But, I mean, is she any better than anybody else?
Yes.
Why?
What kind of dumb
I don't understand
angle
this.
Are you maneuvering
I'm
here?
I'm just trying to get you to prove to me that she's the most amazing
actress. I just gave you a great example.
You gave me a good example, but there's a lot of people
good
who
Lord.
Are great in one movie.
I mean, if anybody...
Sophie's Choice, I guess, is great.
Yeah.
Is she still, she's not Silkwood. That's Sissy Spacek.
No, that's Meryl Streep.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
You know what I love with her? Death Becomes Her. With Bruce Willis and Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep. And Bruce Willis is the mad scientist plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
They keep...
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot she was in that. That movie wasn't that good.
It's
you know
fun.
Who else is in that? Isabella Rossellini.
Is she in that movie?
Yeah. She's like the queen of the dead.
Okay.
Yeah. And then who else? What else? She was in she's won how many Academy Awards?
A ton. She's going to. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, wait a minute.
I look at Denzel and I think I can watch him and go,
he's
acting his face off.
There is no, but maybe Hanks, and we've said this before.
Right.
Maybe Tom Hanks is as good, but Denzel's probably 1A with Tom Hanks.
What about like an Annette Bening? Like, why isn't Annette Bening as popular as Meryl Streep? Because Annette Bening is a good actress.
Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter's a great actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like whenever Meryl Streep's, I think she's more of a concept now than a person.
No, I get it. You're saying she's overhyped.
Yeah. Well, I think
Listen,
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just say it? The president was right.
That's right. You did. I forgot he said that. That's great. So you saw My Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, that's not that good.
And then you saw what else?
Then the last film I saw was, Toy Story 4.
I saw this as well.
Now, that's good, but it's not the best Toy Story. The best Toy Story is 3.
Number 3 is the best.
But this is good. It's really
good. It's very good. In fact, I was thinking on my way out, I would order them 3, 4, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I thought that
That's
it was great.
It.
I thought
it
was a really good movie.
I didn't know. I thought it was good. And the good Lord, what? Because I recently watched all 3, you know, back to back.
Yeah.
And you talk about a J curve.
Yeah.
As far as the technology is concerned, I mean, 1 looks blockish. Like
it looks
it's
like
a
the
Nintendo
Dire Straits
64.
Video. It
right.
looks like the Money for Nothing video.
That's what
yeah.
it looks like. And now, hair. On a person is you see individual strands and they move. And
yeah, like Jesse's hair looks like yarn.
Well, I meant on the
like
humans.
String. Yeah. Well, I saw an article and it compared things from Toy Story 1 to the same thing in Toy Story 4. Did you see that article?
No.
And like they had the dog from Toy Story 1.
Right,
did you see that? And it was all blocky. And then they showed the cat from Toy Story 4, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Looks like a real cat.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of sequences in that when they were doing big pans mm-hmm. that you'd think, well, this is a photograph. It doesn't yeah. look like it was animated at all. You know who had a hand in writing this?
I saw.
Did you see that?
Rashida Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know she's doing a lot of that now.
I think she writes quite a bit, actually.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I think she's a really talented writer. She wrote, there's a movie she did with Andy Samberg that, like, no one saw. And it's about a couple that breaks up and then they kind of get back together. Like, it's a very slight indie kind of movie, but it's not bad at all. I mean, she's pretty talented.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, you were talking about special effects. I wrote a piece for National Geographic Kids one time, and
what?
I interviewed.
Wait a minute! Don't just throw that out there and not let me.
You don't know that I write for that magazine?
You write for National Geographic Kids?
You didn't know that?
You do not.
Yeah.
You write for National Geographic Kids?
Yes. I have for
since when?
I have for many years. Yeah.
How has this never come up?
Because I don't just walk around with a T-shirt on that says that. I mean,
yeah, but good God, we've
you've never been curious about my life at all, so you would have known.
I don't have to ask. You usually just tell me.
Why would I keep
this a secret?
It's not a secret. I mean, Maria knew it.
Did you know this?
Most of my friends know it, Lee.
You've never told me that you write for National Geographic Kids.
There's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Well, who else do you write for?
I wrote for the J. Peterman catalog.
I knew that. See, you told me that.
I've written for the New York Post.
Well, I respect you more now.
I've written for McSweeney's.
I don't know. What is that, a menu?
It's a
deli?
It's a very literati humor magazine.
McSweeney's.
McSweeney's, uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
I like the number 5.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about movies. And
well, apparently we're never talking about you.
But I was talking to this director. You remember the movie that came out a while back, Igor? Remember that movie that when it came out? It came out like the mid-2000s. It was an animated movie. John Cusack was a voice in that. I was talking to the director.
Is it Cusack or Cusack?
I say Cusack.
Okay.
But I also say Cuba Gooding Jr.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't say Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
And I also say the New York Cube or the Chicago Cubes instead of Cubs.
Okay.
That's just how it goes. But he said at that time that the hardest thing to animate
was hair.
Nope.
Oh.
Water.
Water.
Water is very, very hard to animate.
I forgot to tell the folks at Moana.
No kidding. That's what I thought of when I saw Moana. I was like, this is amazing. They finally got water down, I guess.
Yeah.
The whole movie's about water. Water is a character in that movie.
Well, actually it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but anyway, where were we? Toy Story. I thought the new characters are great too.
Yeah.
I thought Forky is great. That's Tony Hale, who's from Arrested Development and Veep.
Yep. And, of course, our fellas, Jordan Peele. And
I thought they were great.
Yeah. Michael Keegan Key? Is that it?
And Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that right? Yeah,
I don't know. But I like those guys.
I like them a lot. They had a lot of the laugh lines. They had a lot of big laugh lines in that. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of Buzz Lightyear in it.
You know who else was good? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Duke Kaboom.
Yeah. Played a Canadian motorcycle daredevil. I thought it was great. I mean, it's sweet. It's it's funny. It's got kind of everything you want. I tell you what, and this leads me to the next thing I want to talk about, is Toy Story a perfect franchise? And by that I mean they have not had a dip.
Right.
In quality.
I got you.
Right?
Right.
Because I would wager to say that on paper, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has gotten better.
Consistently. I wrote a piece in Life magazine, and what I talked about in that was that there are these franchises, and there's only one that is perfect now that I think about it, and you're correct.
Yep.
It's because they had no missteps. Star Wars, as we know, did.
Yes.
The Bond series, obviously.
Indiana Jones had two missteps.
Well, yeah.
I love Temple of Doom.
I did too, but I was a kid.
There are a lot of detractors of Temple of Doom.
I know, but I was a kid, and I was so excited for the sequel, I could have cared less.
And I think that is the general pop culture thinking, is that it gets a pass because everyone was so excited for it that they just loved it no matter what it was.
Which
and
I think was true because if you had talked to me maybe even a year after Phantom Menace, I was still defending it. Because I was just so
that I wouldn't do
hungry
that.
And starved for Star Wars
again. But Temple of Doom has some great sequences in it.
Yeah.
Has the minecart sequence chase.
That's great.
It has the bridge.
Yep.
It has the room full of bugs.
Yep.
It has the opening with Anything Goes with Kate Capshaw and the antidote, the diamond, and they're all kicking and the ice falls in and everything. That's great.
Yeah.
I'd watch that again right now.
He's looking for the antidote. Also, even the dining sequence where they bring out the
chilled monkey brains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Indiana Jones doesn't do it. Bond certainly doesn't do it. I mean, there are great Bond movies,
Star
but there are
Wars
a lot
did
of
not do it.
Stinkers. Star Wars didn't do
the
it.
The only thing that comes close, and maybe they have done it, of course, is Fast and Furious.
You just made me snort.
Will you please let me take you to Universal Studios?
All right.
And we'll go ride that.
Can we take Neil? Can Neil go too?
Neil could go.
All right.
And we'll ride that thing, and it will be the ride of your life. It is the worst ham-fisted acting you have ever seen.
Is it a fun ride, though?
No, it's horrible. But I mean, you have such a good time if you're in the right frame of mind. If you ride it.
Oh, yeah. Right, wink, wink, right frame
because
of mind.
Because my buddy's son, Garrett Wilson, who won the comedy competition last year, and he prepped me perfectly for it. He said, you're going to love this for all the wrong reasons. And I'm like, okay. And you get, and you and 30, 40 other people get into a party bus. It's got neon lights, stripper poles, and you take off, and then they stop and they play these scenes out, and they're god awful. I swear to God, we could take that guy over there at the bar, and they could do a much better job of conveying emotion than Vin Diesel and The Rock.
But did you think that they were going to convey a lot of emotion?
No,
it's a ride at Universal Studios, and it is Vin Diesel and The Rock.
It is so poorly crafted. The whole thing. That it's almost brilliant.
I would like to. You made me want to ride.
Oh, you got to go do it.
You know, they're getting ready to open a Jurassic World ride there. That's their big new summer thing.
They were building it when I was there last time. Yeah.
But, okay, so Fast and Furious is perfect.
Yeah.
Toy Story is perfect.
Right.
I would like to, on a much smaller level.
All right.
What about, like, something like.
What about The Godfather? Not perfect, because 3.
Not perfect.
3 wasn't good.
But what about, like, there were smaller franchise movies. Like, John Wick has not really dipped.
Nah, it did.
The second one's not as good as the first.
Right.
But the third one, Noah Day was telling me today that the third one's maybe his favorite of the three.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
But I don't trust Noah Day. I mean, I love him, but I don't trust him.
Well, what are some of the other, Harry Potter? Harry Potter's very good. That's a series. Although I wouldn't wager to say that there's one Harry Potter that's not as good as the others, and it's the one with the with Imelda Staunton in it.
When they go to spring break.
Yeah, the one where they go on spring break to Cancun.
Yeah.
It's the one with the lady who's real prim and proper, and then she turns out to kind of be the villain. You know what I'm talking about?
Helen
you
Bonham
guys
Carter.
Know?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with.
I think it's like the fourth movie.
Now there is another perfect record franchise out there: Transformers. Not one film was good.
You were just trolling. Oh, yeah. They are perfect zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have maintained the perfect consistency throughout.
Yeah.
Michael Bay, he never wastes a sunset.
You know, they say.
They never. A conversation. What is it? A conversation has to take. The only time conversations take place is at sunset, and of course, everything else is exploding. That's Michael Bay's film.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I what are some other big franchises?
We're the biggest. We almost forget the biggest. Well, I think it's the most recent biggest, Marvel. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're all pretty daggone good.
Yeah.
Or great.
But in your mind, there are two dips.
Oh, yeah.
In mine, there's probably one. In yours, there's two.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
And your other you don't like is Ant-Man.
Yeah, but you know what wasn't good, and I rewatched it just to it's a shame. I thought it could be, but it just didn't. Never hit. It never connected. The Incredible Hulk.
The Norton one.
Ed Norton.
Yeah. I think I remember liking it, but then again, we didn't have all of this other stuff to compare it to.
The only thing out at that time was Iron Man.
Right.
And then the Hulk was the second film.
Yeah, I remember thinking, this isn't as good as Iron Man, but it's all right. And now I have all the others. Yeah, it's like, that's the bottom of the
heap. Iron Man still holds up.
Yeah,
Iron
Man's
really
great.
Good.
And it looks it. I watched Iron Man 3
and
recently.
Iron Man 3 is really good too.
And
2 is
looks
okay.
Like, I mean, 3 looks like it could have come out last year.
Yeah, no, they had that stuff down by then.
It's nuts how forward thinking that franchise
but
was.
Civil War was great. Mm-hmm. I loved Infinity War. I loved it.
I was not crazy about Captain Marvel, just because I felt like a lot of that movie was slow, and I liked the last third. But getting there, I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of action. And I felt like they didn't really develop a lot. I don't think they've developed her character quite
well,
a lot.
They didn't. They didn't do anything.
You know, I mean, I felt like they kind of gave us some bullet points and then said, now she's Captain Marvel.
Yeah. And they gave her way too much power.
And I didn't like Samuel L. in that movie either. And I like Samuel L. Jackson in everything.
You know what they're going to make?
What?
Speaking of, another Hitman.
Oh,
which
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Hitman's Bodyguard. I love that movie. That's one of my favorite action films of all time.
Dude, Samuel L.'s made some great movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, some of them will be Pulp Fiction. He's in Goodfellas. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Right.
He's the driver who screws up the Lufthansa heist. Uh-huh. He's the first to get killed when they start going out and killing everybody who was part of that.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Deep Blue Sea.
Remember? Oh yeah.
He's good.
It's not a great film. What's wrong with you?
But Samuel L. He's pretty reliable.
Yeah, and
he's no Meryl Streep, but
I forgot who the director was that was directing him, but he just said, just let him go. I mean, you don't really give. What do you say to him?
You want him to just start yelling because that's what he does best.
Yeah.
He's like, we've said this before, and we should have some sort of the Vince Vaughn effect, which is, we really should coin this phrase, because it is when you see an actor and you only want them to do that thing you know they do so well, and if they do something different from that, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn, perfect for that.
Right.
You wanted to see him. You want to see Vince Vaughn in Swingers, Wedding Crashers,
as sort of a
you know,
hustler,
that kind of mode, that
fast-talking,
you know, that jabber-jaws, and you don't want to see him play Norman Bates. You know, we mentioned somebody else like that recently who was the same way, that we only like to see them in one certain way, and I forget who it was now.
Mark Hamill.
What did you think when Robin Williams would go serious?
I thought it was odd.
Good Will Hunting's the only one that really worked for me.
Yeah,
he made a lot of serious movies, though.
But he wasn't a bad guy in that. He was a paternal guy.
Look who's here.
You know, that's what it is. So, oh, you know what other franchise we forgot?
What?
Lethal Weapon. The first two I thought were awesome, were great, and then 3 and 4 kind of fell apart.
Yeah, 4 is not fantastic. That one's Chris Rock.
Yeah, one of those is Chris
Which
Rock.
One did Joe Pesci show
three.
Up in as Leo Getz? I think
that's
that was the third. Is that
no,
the second
that's
one?
The second
the third
one.
Second.
Second.
Which one's Rene Russo in?
Maybe the third.
Which one's Gary Busey in? The first one?
He's in the first one.
He's the bad guy in the first
one.
Yeah,
the first one was great.
Do you know that Lethal?
The second one was good.
Do you know that Lethal Weapon is the only Lethal Weapon 2 is the only reason I know the currency in South Africa?
Yeah,
Krugerrand.
Yeah, Krugerrand.
That's all I remember.
I love that line when the guy closes the gate as he kicks Mel Gibson and Danny Glover out. Mel Gibson smirks at him and says, "You better get used to that look." You know, he's looking through because we're going to lock you up. He had diplomatic immunity. You know, you couldn't arrest him or whatever.
Yeah. Boy, Mel Gibson made some good stuff back in the day.
He still does.
He doesn't make anything anymore.
Well, that one film he did, though, was great.
The one that got it for the Oscar? The one with, no.
No, it was a,
he directed one that was up for an Oscar.
Yeah, that's the Hacksaw Ridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the one he was in, Bloodfather or something like that.
Bloodfather.
It's some name like that. I got to.
Oh, no, not. He's in a movie with Vince Vaughn right now called Dragged Across Concrete.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
But have you not seen that film?
Bloodfather?
Yes, I'll think. Give me a minute.
I have a movie recommendation.
What is
it?
Oh, it is.
But I can't tell you anything about it because it will be not fun if you know anything about it going in. And I... it's weird. You don't want to watch this with anybody else, probably.
Okay.
Because it might not be their cup of tea.
Is this pornography?
No, but it's really bonkers. It's called The Perfection.
Bloodfather. There it is.
No one's heard of Bloodfather.
Well, it's good.
Who's in it? Who else is in that?
Just him, I think. Let me look. Diego Luna from Star Wars.
From Book of Life.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Star Wars?
Yeah.
He was in Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're actually going to expand his character into some sort of video platform. Like it's going to be a Netflix show or something
like
that.
Oh, is he going to be in the Favreau Boba Fett show? The Mandalorian or whatever?
I think his character is going to be whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what it – but I read that, I think.
This movie on Netflix is called The Perfection. It's a horror thriller. It stars Allison Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Brian Williams' daughter.
Yeah.
And Steven Weber
from
Wings.
Right.
And I had been reading all these articles about it, and I'd seen it on my Twitter feed pop up, and I was like, I don't know anything about this. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's about. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. And I saw one of the actresses on Seth Meyers, and he was like, I love this movie. It's great. It takes so many twists. I'm like, I don't know anything about it. This is a perfect movie to watch. I can't remember the last time I watched a movie and didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you see trailers now and everything like that. You feel like you have at least a vibe going. I didn't know what it could have been black and white for all I knew. And it is bananas.
In a good way?
It's like, do you remember Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
It's like an episode of Tales from the Crypt. It's just crazy town. And it's about, all I'll tell you is about two cellists and what happens. And
horrible.
You might think it's horrible. And look, I'm telling the listeners that you do not hold against me if you watch it and find it horrible. But I went into this thing blind, and I was rapt with attention the whole time.
But the key is not to know anything about it.
It's one of those movies that I think maybe that probably colored my experience because it was so thrilling to watch a movie that had a lot of twists that I didn't know.
Stay away from spoilers and then you'll
I read a review. I went and started reading reviews after, and one of the reviewers had a great line. He said, it's like getting on an amusement park ride and not knowing what the ride is until you're on it already.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of fun to have that experience.
The same thing happened to me when I watched the film Green Berets with John Wayne. It turns out we should have stayed in Vietnam.
Is it a Vietnam movie?
Yeah, it's a Vietnam movie.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Well, of course not.
What year is that? 69?
Yeah, something 68, 69.
Was it one of his last movies? It's a color John Wayne movie, right?
No. He was doing stuff into the 70s with one lung.
But he didn't make a lot of color movies, did he?
Yeah, he did. All that Rooster Cogburn stuff.
I'm not even going to challenge you on John Wayne information. Well, you are the source.
I'm not
the
source.
The delta of that river.
But I do like John Wayne. Why wouldn't you like John Wayne? He's an American icon.
Yeah, well, he said some off-color things.
Oh, boy.
He did.
What actor didn't from that generation?
I don't know. I think my dad wasn't a big John Wayne guy, so I don't think I was ever a big John Wayne guy. He didn't watch a lot of Westerns. He watched James Bond movies.
Well, I like James Bond movies, too.
You know, The Jerk with Steve Martin,
which
is amazing.
Yes, it is.
You think that holds up?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of, if we're going down that road, politically incorrect things happening in that film that I guess we got to throw out.
That's probably true, yeah. Yeah, it probably could. They probably would not stand that test. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner was a voice in Toy Story 4. Did you notice that?
You know, and you know who else was? Mel Brooks.
Yeah, those are the two little fun cameos.
Yeah.
Because Carl Reiner's name in the credits is like Carl Rhinoceros.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks, he's done, right?
No.
No, but I mean, he's alive, but he's done making movies.
What is he, 90?
Yeah. He's the world's oldest, oldest man?
Yeah, him and Carl should bring that back out.
They tried a couple of years ago.
Didn't work?
I don't think it worked.
What, they forgot?
No, I just think it didn't play well with audiences now.
Of course not.
What does? Transformers.
Yeah. Not really.
No.
You know?
Something else I was going to mention to you that I either saw or... I've been watching a lot of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I missed that train the first time around.
It was a good show.
Did you watch it?
A little bit, but I still don't enjoy that as much as The Mick.
No, that's not coming back.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was such a good show.
The Ringer, is that what it's called? The Grinder.
The Grinder was good,
Yeah, the
too.
Grinder was good.
Yeah,
that was the same.
Great
shows.
Yeah, stupid.
Fox does that, man.
They're idiots.
They got Fred Savage coming out with a new show, though, this fall.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about this?
No.
It looks like a crazy concept. It's called, like, You know, it's like these watch what happened, like these TV show recaps, like Talking Dead and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's like a fake one of those. And
okay.
He plays a host of is recapping a fake show.
Okay.
I think it's meant to look like a live show. What have you. I like Fred Savage. I'm glad Fred Savage has had a career.
Yeah.
Because he was great in Wonder Years.
Yeah, he plays Slow Burn really well.
Yeah, he's a good straight man.
Yeah, like who else does that? That when I think of Slow Burn, somebody that, well, you know who? Although he can do it either way, Michael Keaton can do Slow Burn
yeah.
pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who just put up on Gene Wilder did it better than anybody.
Yeah, Gene Wilder's really good at that.
Yeah,
yeah, just let a facial expression sit for nine beats.
Yeah, he's miserable. He's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's in pain, and it's just hilarious to watch
now
him suffer through it.
Yeah,
now he's wet.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get you out of here. Let's do some hot goss. How about that? All right?
Hot goss. Here
hot
we go.
Hot goss item. Black China allegedly pulled a knife on her hairdresser.
Mm.
But Black China says that she pulled a knife on her hairdresser because her hairdresser was throwing soda cans at her.
Okay.
Has that ever happened when you got a haircut? I can tell. Did the person throw soda cans at you?
No.
Did you pull a knife on her?
She did pull a razor on me. It was electric.
But have you ever gotten into a fight with somebody cutting your hair? You're a showbiz guy.
Yeah,
you're demanding. Have you ever yelled at somebody for cutting your hair on?
No.
No.
I have not. Okay. Who is Black China? Is that a wrestler?
She is Rob Kardashian's girlfriend? Wife?
Oh.
What is she? No, yeah.
Baby
but she's
mama.
Definitely the mother
she's
of his
baby. She's the baby
mama. Yeah. Item.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry are said to have healed their beef after they appeared together in Taylor Swift's new video that I can't remember the name of. What's that called?
I don't know.
But
thank God. I haven't
what's
slept.
What's it called?
I stay up at night. I've prayed for them quite a bit. I hope they
what
can
is
work
that?
It out.
What is that? Have you seen that video? It's crazy.
No, I haven't seen
she
it.
She makes crazy videos now.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Yeah. And anyway, so Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
She's really tall.
Yeah, she's extremely tall. What's it called?
You need to calm down. No, she's telling you. You need to calm down.
She's telling me that. Yeah. You need to calm down.
But she's got to be like 6'1" or something.
Did you just learn this?
No, just every time I see her,
she's
it's
a
like
giant.
She's getting taller.
She's not
I bet
still
she
growing.
Puts on heels. She's got to be. I mean, she could be drafted. She could have gone in the lottery.
With the third pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat
select
Taylor Swift. All right. So, anyway, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry dressed up like a hamburger and French fries, and that made people think that they have now healed their rifts and they are friends again, which is what we're going to do.
Right.
What we do after every show.
We're going to eat a hamburger and French fries.
All right, last thing, hot goss item 3. Alex Rodriguez, Alex Rodriguez, New York third baseman extraordinaire.
Yeah.
He and his girlfriend.
He's a shark now,
Is he on there?
Yeah.
On Shark Tank?
Well, he's not a permanent, but they have him on there as a guest.
Is he good?
Shark. He's actually pretty good, yeah.
He's a pretty smart guy, I think. He dates J-Lo.
Right.
Right. And J-Lo and A-Rod are now having to move.
Why?
Because somebody in a neighboring skyscraper at their apartment in Manhattan was taking high-powered photographs of A-Rod pooping in his bathroom.
Well, I mean, you got to do it. If you've bought the lens, wouldn't you zoom in on A-Rod?
Imagine being like, the good news about this place, you're not going to believe it. A-Rod and J-Lo are the owners. The bad news is that there's people taking pictures of you while you poop.
Well, couldn't you just put a curtain up? What is it, through a skylight? I mean, what is that?
They have a gigantic bay window, which I don't even understand what lifestyle you're living where you're sitting on the toilet in front of a giant bay window that looks out over the skyline of New York.
Some of my best thoughts come in. I couldn't imagine. I could be somebody if I had a view, because that's when I do my best thinking. If only I had a picturesque vista.
Well, all I say
a
is
bay
I'm,
window.
I'm glad he was just pooping and not being a Yankee, right?
Oh!
All right.
Here's a sad thing. He wrote that 3 days ago.
I've been hanging on to that one. That's good, huh? You like it, though. It's a good joke.
Yeah.
Lee, I guess you got to get out of here.
Yeah. What, are you going to keep going without me?
Yeah, go on. Get out of here. Maria, get those headphones on. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's always good to hang out. And we're glad to be with all of you guys listening again. And we will be back again hopefully next week. Although we're getting ready to do this big KSR road tour, which will probably take me out for a few weeks.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, no, the road tour, as Maria knows, is not my fault. That's preordained. But what I'm saying is I'm going to be in. Unless you want to come to Kevel. You know where Kevel is?
No.
You know where Benton is?
No.
You know where Central City is?
Maybe.
It's like that Amy McGrath debate.
Yeah.
Where should they ask her if she knew where these places were? No, so I'm going to be on the road a lot. But hopefully we can get together next week. We only have one day to do it, though, because – Thursday's 4th of July.
I'm just saying when the Twitter trolls get angry because they're not hearing a Funkhauser situation, I want them to know it is your fault, not mine. I'm available. I have nothing to do. And so now they can see all this time. And when I was busy, I still made time. You, on the other hand, with occasionally writing a piece for National Geographic Kids, can't find time to do this.
I'm sorry. It means a lot to me, and I'll make time.
Okay.
But if we don't, it'll probably be sporadic, is what I'm saying. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This has been episode 60. I think it was a really special 60th
sure
episode,
was.
Wasn't it?
Right.
Episode of the
Funk
of the Situation. Thank all of you for coming to listen to us today at KS Bar.
Hold your applause until he's finished.
No one has looked at us for 45 straight minutes.
It's like being married.
It's crazy. I think we're just ghosts. Anyway, we'll see you next week, if not soon. But thanks, Lee. See you soon.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.